The Black Mamba have had their first rehearsal. Hello!
Hello, guys!
So nice to see you in person. What was it like for you on that stage?
It was a like really nice sensation, you know, wasn't it, guys?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, all this, like, you know, everything was perfect. The sound, the staging, the lights, I guess. It's as big as we could imagine. Biggest, I guess, bigger than we could imagine.
And people loved the colors. We were thinking Iberia, Portugal, you know. Was this, what was your strategy? Was it to brighten things up?
First of all, it's black and white at the beginning, but then it's pretty colorful after that. So he has an explosion of colors and lights. I guess it's pretty surprising. I guess it's going to be pretty surprising, yeah.
And we saw this image of a woman walking down the street next to you. Could you tell us about the symbolism?
Yeah, it's the old lady. The story that inspired the story to write this song, while she was young, you know, while she was young and free and you know, still dreaming.
And the actual figure of the woman, is that based on someone you know, or is it a random woman?
Nah, it's random. Yeah.
Maybe someone's mother. I don't know. And could you introduce everyone in the group?
Yeah, I guess the grown guys, they could introduce themselves.
Hello, I'm Miguel. I play the drums.
I'm PT, bass player.
I'm Guy, keyboard player.
I'm Mark, guitar player, keyboard player.
And I'm Tatanka, singer and guitar player.
Oh, nice to meet you. And I guess, what's the difference between Festival da Canção and the Eurovision stage?
It's bigger.
Yeah.
A lot. It's bigger, it has more lights, more people all over. But Festival da Canção was really cool though as well. So I don't know, how can I say more?
It's like a bigger Festival da Canção.
It's a Festival da Canção on steroids. And now it's different because, good point. It's a different responsibility now. Now we're representing our people, our country, our flag, our culture. It's different. In Festival da Canção, we were only representing ourselves, our fans, our families. And now it's a different responsibility.
And a lot of our readers are asking, has the woman in Amsterdam got in touch? Has the bulldog got in touch? Are people there waiting?
I haven't heard from them.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm sad. My heart just broke.
Yeah, because it was, you know, people might think that we knew this old lady well, and it's not true, and that it was a brief encounter over there, like we're having a coffee, you know, like 5-minute conversation, but briefly she told us her story, and then I had to adapt some facts that she didn't really tell me, you know. So we don't even know her name, you know. So, but we hope that she could hear the song, she listens to the song, she realized that's her story right there that inspired us to write the song, and that we are back in the Netherlands to sing it to the whole world. Yeah.
For, you know, when you're here in this country, do you feel some kind of creative energy? Because your last album was, of course, inspired by being here.
The next album.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
So, Love Is On My Side is just the beginning of the next album. So it's the first tune that we cut for the next album that's going to be called Last Night in Amsterdam. So as soon as we get there, in 2018, and we were staying at the Red Light District, you know, and we were playing like 2 doors away, and we realized right away that that we had to write an album about that specific area in Amsterdam, because when we started in 2010, we were living in Bijlmermeer. It's similar, you know, it's like a bohemian part of the city there. So most of the stories, most of the inspiration for these first two albums came from there, from that bohemian universe. So now we're grown people, now we all have kids, now we don't do bohemian things anymore, you know? So, if you know what I mean. So, when we got to Amsterdam, we thought that was the perfect universe, the perfect place to write an album with those characters passing by the streets. And that Love Is On My Side, it's just the first one. But now we're working on a new song that we're planning to release on the 20 or the 21st, the 21st. But I'm not sure because we're going to release it at midnight, so it's going to be on the 21st.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be on the 21st, right after we perform here at the second semifinal. So the song is called Crazy Nando, and it's about a Casanova charming guy that all the ladies fall for him, you know? So, very charming, enchanting guy. So, that's going to be it, people. Stay tuned. We're going to release Crazy Nando on the 21st May, right after we perform here. And that's the second song for Last Night in Amsterdam. So, after this, we're going to go back here to inspire ourselves and to meet a lot of meet new characters, meet new people to inspire us to write new songs about Amsterdam and life in Red Light District and all that.
Could we get a first night in Rotterdam?
Was it our first night in Rotterdam?
Oh, the next album after Last Night in Amsterdam, the Dutch trilogy.
Okay,
you know we are. We came yesterday and we set up a studio at our hotel, at PT's room. So we are thinking that we're going to try to write something and capture all this energy.
This environment. We have a magnificent view.
Yeah.
So
we'll see what happens.
Something good is coming, I can imagine.
Well, you're moving up the betting odds. I don't know if you saw, people were very impressed. Yeah, you moved up 5 places. Oh. Yeah. So people responded positively.
The rehearsal?
Yes, it was our...
For the show, guys.
People like the taste, now they want the meal. So, obrigado, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
See you guys.